Snaldic Podcasts. Frequently asked questions.
Can I reliably use online translation engines to support EAL learners and their families?
Online translation tools can play a significant role in supporting EAL learners and their families. However, it is really important to understand the relative strengths and weaknesses of the different tools to ensure learners use them appropriately, as well as helping to avoid potentially embarrassing mistakes. First of all, it should be noted that no electronic translation tool is 100% accurate, so it's recommended that you don't use them for formal translation. For general use, experience shows that individual words and common short phrases translate fairly accurately. If you have to work with large quantities of text, try to use simple sentences rather than ones containing lots of clauses and avoid idiomatic language. Also, be aware that technical language sometimes has a more colloquial meaning and may consequently be mistranslated. If you are unsure of the accuracy of a translation, try reverse translating it. This can be quite revealing. Finally, bear in mind that some languages appear to translate better than others. You may find online translation useful for conveying simple ideas in face-to-face communication. Also, the aim of a lesson or the explanation of a key concept can be provided quite easily. Research shows that the process of using electronic translation is as beneficial to an EAL learner as the actual translation itself. Secondary pupils who may be highly literate in their first language are often able to access translation engines independently, so it is important to make this resource available. However, best practice suggests that EAL learners benefit most from working together with supportive peers, particularly same language speakers, as well as adults who have experience in using translation tools.